could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'd like to welcome all of you to a dear friend, Dr. Karen Rabin. Karen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me on your show, Dr. Iris.
It's so glad to have you with me today. And I'd like to welcome you to the show by introducing you with some information so all our listeners know a little bit about you. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine. Please.
Great. Okay. So Dr. Rabin has been practicing in Orange County for over 30 years. She specializes in psychotherapy, gerontology, and marriage and family counseling. She helps you live a fulfilling life, live up to your dreams, and feel good about yourself. Not only is she dedicated to providing the help needed for you to live a life free from anxiety, depression, stress, or anger, she will help you feel fulfilled, know yourself better, and be free of pain. That sounds really good, Karen. through experience, understanding, and empathy, she's a therapist who can provide thoughtful and practical solutions. She offers an integrative, eclectic, and always caring approach that combines a wide variety of techniques. She will be an ally and mentor who helps you to be more successful in your life and aid you towards realizing your full potential. That is a mouthful. And I'm so happy to have you here today. And when we talked about this radio show, we talked about how you would like to share with our visitors on the show changing your negative thoughts to a positive one. So I'd like to begin by asking, how can someone change their attitude about feeling better and having more zest in life?
Well, one of the ways to do it is that what I see in my practice is that, and in my life with friends and people, that so many people go around having negative thoughts. I won't get the job. I'm not pretty. He's not going to ask me out again. I'm always having these negative thoughts, and these negative thoughts can actually bring you down. So what we do in my practice is that we have techniques that we can change those negative thoughts into positive thoughts. We do that through cognitive behavioral therapy, or you can do it on your own. Every time you get a negative thought, we have control over our thoughts. Say stop, or put a rubber band on your wrist and flick it and say, that's a negative thought, no, and change it into a positive thought. In the world, we carry around these negative thoughts and we put those out there. And putting them out there, we're going to get negative thoughts back. It's called self-fulfilling prophecy. When I was in college, in undergraduate at UCLA in psychology, we learned about self-fulfilling prophecy and how carrying around ideas about what we want and how we are and what we do are actually self-fulfilling. And if we want a positive attitude, and if we want to be successful, and if we want to get that guy or get that job or get a promotion, we have to have a positive thought.
So, Karen, are there certain words when you're talking about, you just said, have a negative thought, are there certain words that you would recommend that people use and replace the negative words with the positive? Like you said, oh, I'm not going to get that job, I'm not going to do this. What would you suggest that people say to themselves instead of the not?
Okay, so you go into that interview, and before that interview, when you're practicing for it, with a positive attitude. I'm going to get that job, or this is going to be a good experience for future job interviews, or going out with that guy or girl. They are going to like me. We're going to connect. But not all the time. So let's say you don't get the job. Well, that doesn't mean that just because that you had a, let's say you had a positive thought, but you still don't get the job.
Right.
Well, you have to turn that into a positive. Look at the silver lining. Okay, you didn't get that job, so it wasn't meant to be. Another job will come along that will be better. It gave you experience of how to interview for that job. So you have to look at the silver lining. Within something that happens to us, we always have to look at the good. Look at the glass half full rather than the glass half empty.
And that's interesting because you hear that analogy, always look at the glass half full, but yet we have a tendency still to dive back into that negative, like that little voice I call in the back of our heads, right? How do you take that little voice and say, okay, little voice, I don't want to know about you anymore. How can you people stop that?
Okay, well, sometimes we'll have that little voice of, oh, I didn't get the job. I'm never going to get a job. This is a terrible economy. Or that guy's not going to go out with me again. And deep down inside, we have a negative thought. Well, you have to feel good about yourself. So one way to feel good about yourself with the positive thoughts is say affirmations. Give yourself what we call in psychology affirmations. Say, before you go to bed at night, say 3 to 5 things that are positive about yourself so that you can internalize those positive thoughts. Now, a lot of times, we have a history. Where did all this negativity come from? A lot of times, it can come from our family. A lot of times, maybe we didn't do well in school. So, we have to uncover it. I had a mother that was very negative, and she said, oh, you know, just marry a doctor. You'll never amount to anything.
She said that to you, Karen.
Yes, my mother would say all that negativity to me.
Wow, okay.
So I worked as a medical assistant. I didn't go to college. My sister was the smart one. My sister was the one that was going to go to college and become a school teacher. And I wasn't going to become anything. So finally, I left. I got a distance from her. I went to Europe for 3 months and stayed a year. And lived in Paris for a year, working au pair. And really did a lot of soul searching. And then I came back and felt good about myself, had detached from my mother, had internalized all the positive thoughts and didn't have all that toxicity in my system. Went back to college, and later I have a PhD, I have 2 postdocs, I'm working as a psychologist, I followed my dream. So a lot of times we have to gain perspective. We have to detach from that negativity in our environment. There's a lot of toxicity in that environment. If we detach from it and really get to know who we are and accept who we are and live up to our potential, then we'll feel good about ourselves and we'll be able to change those negative thoughts into positive thoughts.
Got it. So in other words, like whatever that negativity is, wherever it's coming from, you're saying to separate yourself from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get rid of that toxicity. If you have a boyfriend that's always critical of you, say to him, you know, it doesn't feel good when you're being critical to me. I'd like you to be positive. If your mother is being critical, or your father or your husband, confront them on it. I don't like it when you criticize me. If they don't stop, you're going to have to detach from them and gain some distance from them. They're not the right people in your life.
So are there certain words, techniques that you could give our listeners in that field of detachment that you were just talking about? Maybe some verbiage that they could use, because I think this is very, very common for people.
It's very common. I hear this all the time. There's so much negativity out there. There's so much that it just, I don't think it was that way years ago. The younger generation, the Y generation, the X generation, there's so much negativity in their world. And when I say to my patients, you really need to detach from it. So they say, well, how do I detach? How do I do it? So I had to do it. I had to detach from my mother. I had to build up a wall and say to my, and build up a wall and tune her out, not listen to her. Not whenever she would get negative with me, I'd get off the phone. So I would detach from her. So if she was getting negative to me on the phone, I would say, I can't talk right now. I have to go.
Well,
I remember once I went to her, I went to a party of hers, and she never liked the way I dressed. And so I went to this party of hers, and she says, oh my gosh, you look like an old lady. Don't dress, why are you dressed like that? So I said to my mother, all right, do you want me to leave? I'm going to leave. And I confronted her on it. She says, no, don't leave. And she didn't say a word to me the rest of the night about how she didn't like me to look.
Wow. Well, Karen, we need to take a very short break. And we have lots more to discuss when we get back from this short break. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Glad you are able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the second part of our show today, Attitude Adjustment with Dr. Karen Rabin. And we left off at Karen talking to us about taking some of those negative thoughts, changing it to positive, and sort of ridding some of the negativity or the negative people from our lives. So I would like to ask Karen, what about a game plan? It's one thing to tell ourselves that to take that negative and make it into a positive, or tell ourselves how great we are. But how can we make that really happen?
Okay, so that's a very important question. How do you make that happen? Because it just doesn't. You can't just pull it from the air.
Right.
Well, one of the things that I talk about with my patients is setting goals. Now, there's long-term goals, there's short-term goals. So a short-term goal would be, I'm going to do the laundry today. I'm going to ask that girl out today. I'm going, so the short-term goals are, and every time you reach that goal, you feel good about yourself. That was success. Oh, good. I did it. I, the laundry. I went and had lunch with a friend. So those are short-term goals. Those long-term goals with, I want to go to college, I want to be, you know, we're on a career path. We're on a life journey. We can't take big elephant giant steps. We have to take little steps. So as we set these goals to where we want to be, we feel good about ourselves. We feel positive about ourselves because we've had a good outcome. So if you internalize, so the game plan is small little steps of small goals, you'll build confidence, you'll build inner strength, you'll build, you'll feel good about yourself so as you go on to the larger goals in life.
So how do you go about doing that? Do you basically say, do you go by the month, do you go by the quarter, by the year? How do you recommend to your patients to set, differentiate between these short-term goals and the longer-term goals?
All right, so a short-term goal would be what you do day-to-day.
Okay.
So a day-to-day would be, I'm going to go to, so let's say that you need to lose some weight. Everybody is losing weight at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, going to the gym four times a week is, you know, that's a big commitment, or three times a week. So you might start off with, I'm going to take a walk around the block for 15 minutes. That's a short-term goal. And then the next day or the next few days, you take a half an hour walk. And then you'll say, I think I'm going to go to the gym today. And you start out on the treadmill. So you take these little goals until you build up to the three times or four times a week that you're going to be on the treadmill and doing weights. So that's a long, that's a short and a long-term goal. Another thing is that maybe you want to return to school and get a lot of job retraining because of what's going on in our economy.
Sure, and a lot of people are out there doing that right now.
Right, but let's say you don't feel you're smart enough or you don't know if you can make the commitment. Take one class to begin with. Don't sign up for a whole two-year program, job retraining program, a vocational program. Take one class. See how you do in that one class. If you like it, if you're doing well, if that's it, then take another class before you make a two-year commitment or a year commitment. Those are short-term goals leading to long-term goals.
Got it. Got it. And do you usually search out people that are going to support you in these short-term or long-term goals? How do you get other people to buy into that? Especially maybe there's that negativity in your home or friends around you saying, oh, making you wrong for doing whatever you're doing.
Don't listen to them. Really don't listen to them. My mother said I could never go to college. I'm not college material. And I proved her differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can listen to people. You have to know in your heart what you really want to do. And the best part is don't listen to people because everybody has their own agenda. Maybe they're jealous, so they're going to be negative to you. Maybe they don't feel good about themselves, so they don't want you feeling good about yourself. The only real person that you can believe, and I as your therapist, because they're objective. They're not really involved in whether you succeed or not, except for the fact that they want you to be happy and live a fulfilled life.
Absolutely.
So you really have to be committed to yourself and really know what you want to do and don't listen to that negativity in the world. And if somebody is negative, says, oh, you'll never do that, or that's a lot of work, or at your age, say, no, at my age, I can do what anything that I put my mind to.
That's wonderful. Now, we've all heard the expression, fake it till you make it. And that sounds similar to what you're talking about basically being more positive. What do you think about that idea, fake it till you make it?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. My son mentioned that to me. And, I mean, a lot of times we have to start out with, all right, maybe we don't really believe that we can make it. Maybe there's some negativity that we've internalized from the time that we were a kid. So, yes, I think certain, you have to keep saying to yourself, I can do it. I can do it. Do the class. Be the positive. So I don't really like to think about as fake it, as to reframe that word to learn how to internalize it. And these are the ways that you can internalize it so that you can own it, so that it's a part of who and what you're really about.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, Karen, there's many different types of different techniques that you use in your therapy approaches. Can you explain what insight therapy is and how it's different from cognitive behavioral therapy?
Right. Now, we use a lot of cognitive behavioral therapy and insight therapy in our practices, or I do as a psychotherapist. I like the combination of the two because I think that in depression, and if you're depressed and can't do this yourself, then you have to come in and see somebody. So insight therapy, like, will take you back to, why am I depressed? Well, my mother was very negative to me, or my husband's very negative to me, or they're critical of me, or they don't say nice things to me. So we look at insight therapy, and we can go back to our childhood and figure out why we're depressed, why we're angry, why we're not having the positive thoughts or feeling good about ourselves or not being fulfilled in our lives. And then the cognitive behavioral therapy actually gives you concrete techniques that will help you work on it. Like if you have a negative thought, you clap your hands together and you shout, stop. So that your negative thought or your thought oriented and you could say a positive thought, or you put the rubber band. So a lot of times cognitive behavioral therapy will actually give you the hands-on approach, because a lot of time patients say, okay, so I know all of this. Now what do I do about it? Mm-hmm. You know, how do I change it? So the cognitive behavioral therapy helps you change it, but the insight therapy gives you the understanding about how this materialized and how it evolved.
I got it. That's why they call it insight therapy. Okay,
right,
I got
exactly.
that. I didn't really know that difference. That's great. So, Karen, my radio show is called Attitude Adjustment, as you know. And my focus is to make a shift and a transformation on the planet, to change people's attitudes and wherever they're at, and to assist them to make a difference. So can you share with our listeners two ways that they can change their attitude?
Well, one of the ways to change their attitude, like I'm talking about positive attitudes rather than negative attitudes. So from a psychological point of view, that's where I'm coming from. So to change a positive attitude is what we've been talking about. When you have your negative attitude, the attitude change to a positive are these techniques that we've talked about. And then your attitude changes, and that's what you bring out into the world. Like, you know, a lot of people talk about self-fulfilling prophecy, or they talk about The Secret, or, you know, a lot of this went on in our environment. And I do believe that what we change on the inside of us will generate into our environment. You know that if somebody is talking to you and they're negative, or if they're, you can pick that up, whether they
see
say
that.
It or not.
Absolutely. You can just feel it sometimes from somebody.
Yeah, exactly. So if you lose out the positive, let's say you go on a date, but you have a negative attitude about going on a date. They're not going to like me. But you don't say that. But that feeling, that perception, that intuition from the other person will come through. So when I'm talking about how you do it is what we've been talking about. But in terms of the radio show and the change in attitude, it will bring us more positive attitudes for other people coming forward to us.
That's great. That's wonderful. And so I would like you to share your contact information, because some of our viewers may have further questions, would like to contact you, maybe go to your website. So can you share how people can contact you?
Right. So I have a website, www.karenrabin.com.
Can you repeat that, please, again?
Yeah, www.karen, K-A-R-E-N, Rabin, R-A-B as in boy, I-N, PhD.com. Or you can call me at 949-439-5105.
And if people just have a question, let's say our listeners are like, you know, I just have a question, or I'd like to get a feel from you. Do you offer any sort of consultation, like a complimentary consultation for a short period of time at all to our listeners?
Well, I'll talk to you on the phone. You know, if you're going to come in the office, I usually charge for the visit in my office. But I do give about 15 or 20 minutes on the phone where you can see what I'm saying and see whether you like me and whether it's a fit enough to come in and see me.
Okay, that's great. And so, and do you have an email address?
Yeah, I have an email address. It's Karen, info@karenrabinphd.com.
And could you just repeat that one more time, your email address?
info@karenrabinphd.com.
That's wonderful. Okay. So,
and I really appreciate it, Iris, that you're giving me this opportunity to say some of my views, my experience to your radio audience.
Well, it was a pleasure. It was wonderful having you today. And now our listeners can have a contact person to call. If you have any questions, Karen is offering a phone 15 to 20 minute no charge consultation, which I thank you for. And in closing,
you're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. I'd like to thank you all for being with us today. We're the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, February 12th, with Karen Rao Carter, Feng Shui consultant and educator, speaker and best-selling author of Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And I leave my radio show every time with a motivational quote, and this week it's from Mae West. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. Have a healthful day, everybody.
With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch.